U.S. forces in Bosnia today took custody of 6 Algerians suspected of having ties to Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda network. The 6 men had been in a Sarajevo prison since last October when they were arrested on suspicion of planning an attack on the U.S. embassy there. U.S. officials say the men are likely to be moved to Guantanamo Bay in Cuba, where more than 100 prisoners are already being held. The detention of the Algerians has focused new attention on an Arab presence in Bosnia that has worried the U.S. since the Bosnian War. NPR's Tom Jelton reports.
Hundreds of Arab volunteer fighters moved to Bosnia in the early 1990s to support the Bosnian Muslims who were at war then with Serbs and Croats. Many had previously volunteered to fight in Afghanistan and were battle-hardened. Their presence in Bosnia was a major concern to the United States and other countries. A key provision of the 1995 Bosnia peace agreement required that the foreign fighters leave the country. Many did. Others settled there and even married Bosnian women. But given their background and their connection to radical Islamic causes, the Arabs in Bosnia remained a U.S. worry. Retired Army General William Nash, who commanded U.S. troops in Bosnia after the peace agreement, says his intelligence units kept close track of the Arab volunteers, watching for any sign they might be considering an attack on U.S. forces in Bosnia.
We knew enough that we monitored potential communications, we monitored their movement, and went to considerable length to ensure that we knew what they were doing, made the judgment that there were no overt acts taking place at that time.
In the years since, some of the Arab volunteers in Bosnia stayed in touch with radical colleagues in other countries, including al-Qaeda operatives. That's the background of the unusual arrest operation in Bosnia today, described by U.S. Navy Commander Rex Toddy, a spokesman for the U.S. European Command.
6 Algerian nationals that are suspected of being terrorists and that were detained in October by the government of Bosnia-Herzegovina were transferred today to United States authorities. The United States government initiated the request and did so after learning that these suspects were due to be released.
General Nash, now a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, said today he's not surprised to learn that some of the Arabs who moved to Bosnia years ago are only now coming under suspicion of having al-Qaeda links.
It's not uncommon for these type of organizations to maintain a low profile until such time as they get directions to make a specific attack.
The Algerians were arrested last fall in the aftermath of the September 11th attacks at the request of the United States. A senior U.S. official says intelligence agencies had uncovered a plot to attack the U.S. embassy in Sarajevo. 5 of the Algerian men had by then married Bosnian women and acquired Bosnian citizenship. The Bosnian government later stripped them of their citizenship. But a Bosnian court this week ruled that the men had to be released because no evidence of their complicity in a bombing plot was ever provided. A senior U.S. intelligence official today said the Algerian men were not necessarily themselves linked to the plot. Rather, he said they had connections to the plotters. Another U.S. official says one of the men in particular had been in contact with al-Qaeda operatives. At this point, it's not clear U.S. authorities intend to charge the men with any crime. U.S. officials say the men are likely to be moved to Guantanamo for further questioning. An intelligence official says detention at Guantanamo is an option U.S. authorities did not previously have available to them. Ruth Wedgwood, an expert on international law at Yale University and the Council on Foreign Relations, says the fact that the United States is now effectively at war against al-Qaeda provides a legal foundation for taking custody of the men.
I think we would simply argue this was a matter of self-defense, that the fundamental rule of military law is that you have a right ultimately to act in self-defense, and if these folks were actively plotting to blow up the U.S. embassy, that they then should be considered combatants and captured as combatants in a war.
But the seizure of the men today, as they were released from a Bosnian prison, provoked a protest in Sarajevo. Supporters of the men said their legal rights were not taken into consideration. Some United Nations officials said they, too, were concerned about the transfer of the men to U.S. custody. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.